Sorry, all of a sudden I've got this thing here. Okay, great. So thank you, Kayla, for sitting down with us. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what motivated you to pursue a career in health information management?
Well, I'm definitely a very boring person. I never know how to answer this question. I have been caregiving for all my siblings all my life, so a lot of my skills are really built around those experiences of raising little ones.
Right.
So I haven't, I just like to say I'm a very homebody. I'm very boring. What motivated me to go to this program is I've always wanted, like ever since I was a child, I knew I wanted to be in in healthcare. But I never knew kind of where I would fit in. And throughout COVID, I was kind of a little bit apprehensive seeing how healthcare providers were treated. So it kind of pushed me away from nursing and anything a bit more hands-on. But I know that a lot of my stronger skill sets are like very strong in administrative work and management styles. And I'll be kind of honest. When I first was looking into the health information management program, I thought it was a administrative job, but I didn't realize just how much more and much more wide in opportunities it would have. And then I'm from Winnipeg, so and having the upper like having Red River College do this program is kind of why I chose. Hopefully it'll be at the U of M, and so I can turn do go towards the degree, but we'll see if that happens.
That's awesome. I'm pretty sure you're not boring. Everybody likes to say that
Yeah.
about themselves. I'm sure there's a lot of interesting things about you, and we can ask those questions at the end. So Red River College, I guess, is in Manitoba. So you decided, my guess is you said that you might want to go towards the degree. What was the appeal for Red River, initially? Or is it the only place that offers it?
It's the only place that offers the like this sort of program. Like I've gone to the U of M and it just wasn't the environment that would for me, and so I kind of took the risk and applied for the Red River College, and here we are.
Well, I'm sure they're happy to have you, actually. I'm going to go off script just a little bit, only because in your bio, and one of the reasons that I was contacted was I was told that you sort of know the career path that you want to take in health information. Can you
Yes.
talk a little bit about that?
So I grew up on in Norihouse Cree Nation, which is a semi-isolated reserve, and I have type 2 diabetes. And I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at the age of 12. So because I have a chronic condition, I had to travel very frequently to down south for to see the endocrinologist every couple months. And so like I know, and I have a personal experience from the constant like the traveling, that there is quite a need for the like a PAN EHR EMR. And so that's kind of where that's kind of the baseline of what where I have my career goals. I want to be kind of the in between to achieve that in reservations. Because I know for a fact that a lot of reservations, even though there are people with good intentions that do want to help Indigenous people, they would rather, or I feel, how do you word it? I feel like they'd be more open-minded to have Indigenous people to be the word and the action to achieve these, to achieve these goals. If that's
I'll agree with you on that. So, I'm a nurse by background. Writing is my second love. But many years ago, when I first started nursing, I had the opportunity to work up north. So I worked up in Fort Good Hope in the Northwest Territories. And it shocked me that there were no people that were Indigenous that were in nursing. Because it almost feels to me that it would be like, you know your culture the best, right? So having people come in makes it, I think it makes it difficult on both sides. You mean you then have to explain to us certain things, right? But that we don't know. So you're right. So I think it's commendable that you want to sort of bridge the gap between the healthcare system and then your culture and your backgrounds and your beliefs and your values, and bridge that gap. And who better to do it than you on with your own community. So I think that's great. And hopefully you do go into, maybe you will decide to go into nursing later on. Who knows? Thanks for answering that question. I appreciate that. What has been your experience in the program so far?
Like I love the program. I love the instructors. I love the other like my classmates and it's interesting to kind of learn myself in a new light as well as watching other people grow and learn about themselves. The chat, like, what are the challenges? I think it's just, I don't know. I'm trying to think of challenges.
We can come back to that. What has been the most rewarding part about the program then?
I think the rewarding part is kind of I'm like having a path in life. I'm like why like I felt stuck 2 years ago. I didn't know what I was gonna do. And it just I hit a point in my life where I needed direction and this program kind of gave me that. Like it gave me ambition, it gave me motivation and drive to do something with myself and hopefully achieve some good in healthcare, hopefully.
That's awesome. How did you learn about the program? Like, was it a pamphlet? Was it somebody else who was taking the course that you knew? Like, how did you become aware of the HIM program?
I think it was probably just kind of Googling programs that weren't kind of patient foot like patient heavy, kind of more aligned with my skills. Because I do like I love like I do like working with people, but I have my strengths in the office setting side and the business set aside and so I knew that that was kind of the direction I felt like I should be in. And then the looking at these programs, that's kind of the HIM program kind of check marked all my boxes, and I applied. I got in.
Awesome. Awesome. You kind of talked a little bit about, why you got into the program and, what your why was. But looking forward, and I know it's sort of hard to look forward when you're still sort of going through the program, but what are your career aspirations post-graduation?
I'm still trying to figure that out. Like, I know that like here in Winnipeg, there's a company called the First Nations Health Secretariat, and they have a e-health division. And I was trying to see, I emailed them trying to see if I can get in for volunteering, but like there, like that's maybe an idea. InfoWay is definitely a big, like a maybe a potential aspiration to kind of get the doors or the gears going. I do want to do coding as well. So I'm hoping to get the skills to kind of do remote coding on the side if necessary. Yeah, I like InfoWay for sure. But I know there's a lot of like Indigenous based companies here in Winnipeg that are really pushing for Indigenous sovereignty and self-regulation. So like I would love to be a part of that movement. But I do kind of want to focus more on the EPR aspect of that industry.
And when you say EPR, do you mean like EMR, like the
Yeah,
electronic medical
EMR.
record? Oh,
Yes.
okay. No, that's okay. I
Sorry.
know we all have different names, so I just wanted to clarify. Yeah, no, that's good. And I think from what the way it sounds is it's that connection piece that you want to take the burden off of having to travel such great distances and then having to probably repeat yourself with the information that, the endocrinologist or whatever physician that the patient is seeing has to go through again. So health information is constantly evolving. A lot of provinces and a lot of smaller remote places are going from paper to electronic. How has your program prepared you for these changes and how to adapt to these changes?
It's helped a lot in giving us the basis of health and like proper health information management, like in terms of ethics, privacy, even though it's very boring, like the systems sometimes, like I know there's a lot more information that I feel like I need to learn, but it does give me the concepts I need to go forward when I graduate. And it's giving us the skills to hopefully succeed once we graduate.
Do you get the sense that that the program itself is very heavy with that? So meaning that you will have the skills that you need once the program ends?
Yeah, like it like gives us the theory knowledge of things, but I find that theory and practical are two very different things. So I feel like we'll still a little fumble when we graduate because it's you're putting the knowledge to what we're doing, and like Courtney and Caleb are doing a great job in educating us in this, but it's we'll have to see kind of when we're actually applying that knowledge. But I feel pretty confident like that we'll do a pretty good job when that comes.
It's a great segue into my next question is, do you get any hands-on practical experience as part of the program?
Like we do have two practicums in our program, and my first practicum, I got to do it at HSC. So it gave us like a nice little insight because understanding the basics of healthcare, like such as filing and all that, is very important. Like, and it's, and that's one thing I kind of say to the other girls is like, you need to have those skills to go up into the like the career ladder because you do need to understand all the aspects in your department to be able to learn how to improve yourself and the your department, if that makes sense. I'm trying to
Yeah,
remember.
it absolutely does, actually. That does make sense. You sort of shared an example of HSC, so I'm going to guess that's sort of the health authority there, or?
Like it's one of the like the main the hospitals we have here in Winnipeg.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the two big hospitals here.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for clarifying again. From your perspective as a student, what do you see as the biggest challenge currently facing health information as a field?
I think like from my observations of being a student in Manitoba, like Manitoba's a lot behind as compared to other prov like other provinces. So I can see that we're gonna have to fight for equality in our industry as compared to the other provinces, and hopefully and it's like it's we're gonna have to continuously advocate for health information management and the importance of it because people don't really realize what how important that is here. Challenges.
I'm going to ask you another question that sort of catapults off of that one. You mentioned about Manitoba being very behind. What do you think the challenges would be on reserve or in health centers that are remote? What do you see as the challenges there with regards to electronic or health information in and of itself?
Well, at least from my understanding, like we don't, we're very paper-based. And so a lot of like our information is playing telephone. We have to relay that information from one physician to another. And so like a lot of the that information is lost in in transmission. So that affects our healthcare and like our treatments because we're not able to provide like to reinst like restate all the information from the endo. And like as like a diabetic, if I don't tell, I can see if I weren't to tell a key port like a key piece of information, that could have seriously affect my health. And I don't want that to happen to anyone. Like and it's just I know that there is a lot of we have to kind of advance a lot in our technology as well because a lot of remote communities have to improve their internet connections, for example. And so like there will be a lot of work that needs to be done to even be able to get to the point where we can implement like an electronic medical record and like even from because Manitoba has a has the highest Indigenous population. So we, or at least I have experience with like the after effects of residential schools. So I can understand the apprehensiveness that we, like that Indigenous people face when we have all these healthcare providers coming in and out of the reserves, and it's what my phone's saying. So like there's challenges there in itself. It's because there's very little Indigenous and of like supporters helping reservations, even though they want to get better or provide the best for their the people on their reserves.
You know, you've touched on so many very vital and important aspects there. You know, one, I think, or the biggest one that I, you know, hear you saying, and the biggest one that I feel is the lack of support for Indigenous communities. And then, you know, like you said, you have all of us people down south who come up to, you know, with good intentions to want to nurse or to provide, but then don't have that knowledge or the really the skill in dealing with a lot of the health information and a lot of the other aspects. And then there's the internet piece. You know, I wasn't even thinking that, and obviously, I live in a city. I live in Calgary, is it right? So we take these things for granted. So you're right. There will be a lot of work that needs to be done in order to bring health information in an electronic form to the remote communities. You know, and I think again, you know, you're starting off at the beginning, but I think that you and would be a very good advocate for that, right? Like you have not only knowledge from a patient side, but you have knowledge from, you know, the other side living remotely as well as to what that looks like. So yeah, hopefully we get your voice to the table, right? And you can start, you know, showcasing, you know, the hurdles that you know, would need to be overcome in order to make a nice seamless I guess operation. I don't want to say operation, that's not the word I'm looking for. But again, you know, people in big cities take these things for granted all the time. And you know, you don't think about how that affects, you know, or how the process needs to go in order to make sure that you know, patients and their families have the information that they need and can rely, you know, relay that information. You know, the fact that you have to rely on phones, that seems so different than the way that we operate. And why? Like, why is it different? You know, like it shouldn't be, right? So yeah, I think that you would be a very strong voice for that. And I'm glad that you're taking the program. What advice would you give to somebody who's considering enrolling in the health information program?
What advice do I have? Is learn good time management skills. There's a lot of information that we have to learn in 2 years, and it's very interesting, but and there's a lot of time that is needed for studying as well. A lot of us in my group are striving for honors right now too, and make friends in the program, because like your greatest support are the people that are going through it with you, and having people as support and w wanting to learn with you is makes such a big difference. And don't be afraid to ask questions, because no question is a stupid question, because someone else is going to be asking that same question, like thinking the same question. And it does help. Like, and these people are there to make sure you learn and grow to succeed in this industry when you graduate.
Very important. You're right. I always say that no question's a stupid question. And 9 times out of 10, the question that you're thinking, somebody else is also thinking, right? So, yeah, you definitely have to ask the questions. That's great advice. As you approach, you're expected to graduate in 2024. What steps are you taking to prepare for your transition from student to professional?
Student to professional. I think it's just making sure that I always keep the learning mindset and learning. It's trying to make sure that I maintain the, how do I put it? Sorry. I'm reading, trying to read the question here again.
No, that's okay. Take your time.
Like, I know that I'm trying to make sure that I am learning all that I can from my program so that I am very self-efficient and I'm knowledgeable when I graduate. And then, and just kind of learn, like, even though I don't typically like speaking with people, I'm trying to get the social skills to be comfortable in building connections and trying to challenge myself to ask the people the questions. That is a difficult question.
You know, sometimes I mean I write the question down because you know sometimes I'd like to know, but I think sometimes you don't know what you don't know until you get to that point, right?
Yeah.
Like you're just looking forward to graduating, I'm sure, in the next 4 or 5 months here, which is a huge undertaking. You know, 2 years in a program, you're approaching the end, which is, you know, congratulations,
Thank
are in
you.
order for sure. And it sounds like you know what you want to do and you're focused and you know where you want to go. And I think that is super important because a lot of people go to school and, you know, 4 years, 2 years, whatever it is, unless they have like a skill, don't really know where they're going to go. And even with a skill, they don't, sometimes the job market is so fast or the different avenues that you can take. So it sounds like you have sort of kind of a path that you want to take. And I think, you know, focus on that, get to the finish line and then you can sort of explore the other avenues. I don't have any other questions. The questions that I do have, though, well, any more professional questions. One of the questions that I was thinking as you were talking is, you said that you live remotely on one of the reserves. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say something and I totally forgot. Whereabouts and what reserve, if you're willing to share.
Yeah, I'm from Norrie House Cree Nation, which is about 800, 850 kilometers north of Winnipeg. Let's see, or it's let's see. Or it's 150 kilometers southeast of Thompson. I had to do my
Okay.
and you do like, yeah, that's pretty, that's where I'm from.
What is the most interesting part about your community?
There's a lot. Like, it's one of the, I think it's, I don't know how if it's changed, but I know it's one of the one or three, like between one and three, I believe, reservations that actually have a more functioning hospital. I
As
believe,
opposed to our health, as opposed to like a health center
like
or a
like a
smaller.
nursing station. Yeah, like we actually have a hospital versus a nursing station, like most reserves typically have. And we actually built, I don't know if it's open just yet, but I know that they're building a new one. And when I went there this summer, like it looks beautiful from what I could see. I know that my education advisor is trying to make me go over there for work, but I want to kind of build the skill sets first, so I had to nicely decline, unfortunately. I want to have the skill set first before I go back there and help my reserve.
And so, do you think you'll stay in Manitoba? Not in Manitoba. I'm guessing, and this is totally ignorant because I didn't ask this. Red River, is it in Winnipeg itself, or is it outside of Winnipeg?
It's in Winnipeg.
Okay, so that's the question. Do you think you'll stay in Winnipeg for work, for to build your skill set before going back, or do you think you'll look at other provinces? What is your plan that way?
Like I know, like with Jeff Nesbitt kind of brought my a company in BC to my attention, and they have a pretty good mission that I want to kind of get involved in. So I would love to see if I can kind of get involved in their company. And it was kind of the goal to see, to try living in a different province and try to explore that route for like a year or so. But I'll always come back to Manitoba.
That's home, right? It's home, and
Yeah,
that's probably where all your family is, so I can understand that. In BC, you said a company in BC, is it in like in the city itself, or would it be like on one of the islands? I'm just curious.
It's called Animiki. I can probably not even pronunciating. Like it's an indigenous based organization that helps implement technology
Ah,
and
okay.
websites. And so like I would love to see
That's
kind of,
exciting.
yeah, like it's, I would love to see like even just to like volunteer like for a couple of weeks. I love that.
Yeah, well, I hope you reach out to them. You never know, right? Reach out and let them know what you're doing and the path that you want to take, and they might have pathways for you to or they may know people to help you along that way too. Thank you. So, I don't have any other questions. Is there anything else that you want to add, or something that you think that we should all know?
No, I don't, not that I hopefully I spoke well today. I'm so bad at interviews. I'm so sorry.
No, not at all. This isn't for a job or anything like that. It's just a chance to chat and to get to know you. I think, we were not we. I think one of the interesting things was one, we always love listening to stories of Indigenous because it's so rich, right? And we don't hear the stories, so I totally appreciate it. I love when I sit down. I live in Calgary and I work for the library as a side job, and so they have elder circles. So I love sitting down and listening to the elders and listening to the stories because it's so different, right, than what we were taught. And so to get the real story, and then to also see the amazing work that people are doing, right, and how they want to bring this work back to their communities. That's super commendable because, again, I live in a big city where everybody sort of wants to be for themselves, right? So it's nice that when you hear people who want to take the information or the schooling or whatever it is that they do and bring it back to their communities to make it better. So I love that. And then the second piece is, as a student, knowing the path that you want to take, that's super rare. Most people don't know what path they want to take, other than I just want to get to go to school, get my, certificate, my degree, whatever it is, and then I'll figure it out after. So, for you to know the path that you want to take again was, extremely intriguing. So I think everybody was like, you need to talk to her. So I'm glad that I did. I'm glad that I did. Thank you for sharing space with me and taking the time to give me a little glimpse of who you are and where it is that you hope to go.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed this. I was a little nervous for like the last hour because I didn't want to make a fool of myself or embarrass Courtney.
Oh God, please, no, not at all, not at all. Number one, nobody's going to see the video. They may hear audio, but I usually, if I do audio, I usually just take out the sections that I think are really interesting that should go with the piece that I write. Other than that, it's just your words on a piece of paper that, or not on a piece of paper, on a website that'll get posted. I don't know when it'll get posted, and funnily enough, I should probably ask so that I could let you know, look out for the piece. Whenever it's going to be, it'll end up going on the Acima, so the health information management website, the professional website. So yeah, hopefully I can find out when, and then I can let you know, and then you can let everybody in your family know.
Yes, I will definitely.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Kayla.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Great. You have yourself a good night and have a great weekend as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.